will start the marriage class. From next week, inshallah, I will start with you the keys of happiness in marriage. Inshallah. This is a special topic. But now, alhamdulillah, I will discuss with you a verse of the Quran, which inshallah will help you always to feel happy in your marriage, and always, alhamdulillah, you can have it as a rule in your life. You can apply it in your marriage, and you can apply it in every event in your life, because actually this is one of the rules of the belief in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be happy in your life, you must believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you must believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are rules like these rules of as we have rules for the oneness of Allah, we have rules for the belief in decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believing in these rules will make you always, alhamdulillah, to have the tranquility and peace and ease during any hardship or trial in your life. And even if you have some hardship in your marriage, okay, or misunderstanding or whatever, inshallah, this verse of the Quran will help you, inshallah, to be in a better shape. Inshallah, in every class, we will have a message, okay, from the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which can be a key of happiness in your marriage, inshallah. And the message of today, inshallah, is that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is the verse is in Arabic, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. It is that you may hate a thing and it is good for you. You may hate a thing and it is good for you. I think, and it is good for you. You know, sisters, again and again, because mostly you are reversed, sister, this is the Quran. The Quran is the book of the rules for the happy life. This is one of the rules of the Quran. All the Quran, inshallah, in these classes, you will learn it as rules. Okay, this is the rule. The rule of today is that, it is that you may hate a thing, you hate it, but in reality it is good for you, and that you may like a thing, and in reality it is bad for you. And why? When you tell, oh Allah, why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us why. Wallahu ya'lam, because Allah knows and you know not. I want you, sisters, whatever rules we learn, I want you to have a book for the rules of the Quran. Inshallah, gradually we'll have a lot of rules. These rules, inshallah, will be always the source of all the balance in your spirit. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that because Allah knows and we know not. Okay, oh Allah, why you know and we know not? Because as I mentioned in the categories of the belief in the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows the secrets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows the intentions. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. We don't know. Okay, so suppose today I return home and I am late, for example, for 15 minutes. Okay, and when I enter the house, my husband was very upset, for example, and he actually start to shout, why you are so late, why you are so late, okay, and actually this I hate it. And I will tell to myself, oh Mona, you were in the masjid, you were teaching Islam. So it is not supposed that this will be the reward for me, that when I go home, I will find a problem at home. Okay? I am supposed to think it like this. Oh Allah, why? Why I have to face this difficult situation which I hated, okay, while I was doing a good deed in the masjid? This is from my point of view. Because I know not. Okay? But when I will remember this verse of the Quran, I will tell to myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching me that I have to be very correct, accurate with my time. This is a lesson from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you must be accurate. You can't be a successful human being except when you are accurate with your trust. My trust is to return home at, for example, 5:15. This is a trust. This is a responsibility. This is their rights. Okay? So I am supposed, as a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill my trust in the best shape. It is my duty to be at home at 5:15. For the sake of my belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am fulfilling my trust to everyone, my daughter and my husband, the right is that I have to be home at 5:15. I was late. This is my problem. So when my husband will give me hard time, which I hated, in reality it is good for me. Why? Because I will be always an accurate human being. Okay, I will come to the class at 3. I have to leave at 5. I have to be 5:15. You cannot be having the correct habits in your life except when you realize their importance. When I will realize that being accurate with every minute, okay, regarding my duties, regarding my trust, this will be the excellent lesson for me in my life. Because if Fajr prayer is 5:26, and I am not the accurate person, I will wake up at 5:50. Or I will wake up 6:50, for example. Then I will tell, no problem, I will pray very quick. No. You must be accurate with your trust. The Fajr prayer is a trust. Your husband is a trust. Your daughter is a trust. Going home for your responsibility is a trust. In spite of the fact this is a very good deed, but we are supposed not to confuse the issues, okay? So, when you hate a thing, okay, oh Allah, I was so tired and I was not supposed to have this difficult time. No, this is good for you. Because on the long term, you will realize how it was a blessing from Allah that you have this hard time when you return home late. Because since that day, you become very accurate with your alhamdulillah, when you give, you are supposed to do something in the proper time. This is one example. I will give you another example because this is the reality of living the Quran in our worldly life. Living the Quran in our worldly life means that I have the Quranic rule, then I try to apply it and to know its benefit in my life. Suppose I cook for one from 7 o'clock in the morning until 3, okay, I cook and I clean and I adjust the house in the best shape, and I was looking for my husband when he comes home just to smile. I was not looking for a lot of nice words or anything, just that he will be smiling. But unfortunately, when my husband arrived home, it was the opposite, okay? He didn't look to anything, he didn't mention anything, he just pick up any dust and tell me, it is not good today. Subhanallah. Okay? This is something which any spirit will hate. Okay? Because they are working from 7 o'clock and you were under the impression that, you know, he will tell me very nice words, everything will be, and he will give me a gift. I am sure it will be a very big surprise. Okay? But what happens? Something which I hated. Okay, do you know? No, I don't know. Who knows? The most merciful knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be a true believer. When you clean, when you cook, when you adjust, when you do everything, you must be looking for the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because marriage and any deed for the believer is an act of worship. An act of worship in reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to Allah wants to clarify to me that, Mona, you are not still a true believer that marriage has to be an act of worship. If you believe that marriage is an act of worship, you must clean, adjust, cook, do everything, having the feeling that, oh Allah, it is for you. Oh Allah, you already give me the reward. While I am doing the deed, I am getting the reward from you. And oh Allah, I am not at all, sister, this is the reality of the belief in Allah. It is not a word, it is a feeling, sincere feeling, in reality. And it needs training. You cannot be a true believer in Allah, living marriage or any act in your life as an act of worship in one day or in 2 days. It needs patience, it needs tolerance. It needs, you know, a lot of control of your spirit. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, alhamdulillah, wants the spirit of the believer. If I can tolerate my husband, okay, I can tolerate Fajr prayer. If I can tolerate my husband, I can tolerate my kids. If I can tolerate my husband, I can have time, I can tolerate learning the Quran. You know, it is all one, you know, line of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching the spirit of the believer how to live the worldly life. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me to have this difficult time which I hate, it was the best for me. Because since that day, I sit with myself alone, I was crying, and for example, and I tell to myself, Allah punished you, Mona, today, because you were not a true believer in Allah while you were cleaning your house. It was not an act of worship still. It is still for the sake of your husband. You need to actually to change your... you need to feel the issues different. Only Allah. Only Allah. Why you are cleaning? Only Allah. Cooking? Only Allah. Taking care of the kids? Only Allah. Gradually, your spirit will forget about the people. Gradually. So you will notice that after 6 months or after 1 year, you are doing everything and you forget completely. By time, when your husband will realize that you don't care at all for a smile or a flower or any word, he will be the one to come and tell you, oh, the house is very nice. Alhamdulillah. It will not make any difference for you. You will be happy. This is good. But it was not my goal from all what I am doing. Alhamdulillah, I have my reward complete from Allah. And it is totally satisfying me. You are happy. Alhamdulillah. Maybe tomorrow he will not be happy at all again. Because this is the human nature. The human nature is not stable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want the believer to live his life or her life according to the unbalanced human natures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the spirit of the believer to be in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. The people are happy with my good deed, very good. People are not happy, very good. My husband is nice, alhamdulillah. He is not in a good mood. None of my business. My business is to live marriage, to leave all the events, and now we are talking about marriage as an act of worship. Out of this, alhamdulillah, you will be a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living your life all the time, alhamdulillah, in a very good, balanced human being, balanced spirit. When sometimes a friend will come and tell you, MashaAllah, you make cake and you make, you know, brownie and all of this, what is your husband's point of view? I will tell her. In reality, I don't know. Because my husband, he came, he ate, and he went to sleep. She will tell me, but this is very good. He didn't appreciate. I will tell her, I was not doing this for his appreciation. Alhamdulillah. I understand the reality of the worldly life. And I understand the nature of the human spirit. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He make my relation in this life with Him. I work for Him, and I get the reward from Him. He is taking care of me, alhamdulillah. Everything is alright. She will ask me, you are not upset with your husband because he is not appreciating? I will tell her, why he will appreciate a deed which was not done for him? I am not looking from him for anything because basically, I was not doing this for him. So, I will not be upset at all from him. Alhamdulillah. out of this belief in the rule that marriage is an act of worship to Allah, you can have a very good relation with your husband all the time. By time, sister, this is from my own experience, your husband will try all the time to be nice with you or to appreciate you because he feels that you are never after his appreciation. Husbands understand wives very well. And when they are upset, he will not give you the appreciation which you are looking for. And this will make your life a hell. Because he never, he didn't. Why not? What is this? You see, this is the reality of Islam. You will be a very wise person. And your husband will be the one always to be after you. Okay. Alhamdulillah, now I am giving classes in America more than 10 years in different places. And Alhamdulillah, I meet many different sisters from all different backgrounds, languages and everything. And I want to clarify to you one thing, and I want every one of you to revise what I will tell you now with herself, okay? The one whom Allah loves will send her to learn His knowledge. Okay, not for Sister Mona, not for anyone, not for anything. Okay, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you mention the name of Allah, you will feel tranquility. When you listen to the Quran, when we will recite, you will feel tranquility. When you come to the house of Allah and put the light in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in America nowadays, you will have a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to feel the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is controlling every second of your life, the life of your kids, the life of everyone. Allah, all the power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be very close to you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to your dua, and Allah will make for you an outlet from every difficulty when you are sincere with Him, when you appreciate Him, when you appreciate His house. If the Muslims will not come to the masjid and put the light in the masjid, who will put the light in the masjid? Coming to the masjid, alhamdulillah, it is for our sake. I am the one who is having the blessing of being in the house of the Lord. People, when they go and someone will give me an invitation to the house of a very rich people, I will call everyone and tell them, you know, who is inviting me today to her house? This so and so millionaire. She's inviting me. I am so happy. I feel that I am so prestigious, because she called me and invited me to her mansion or whatever. But when the Lord of the heavens and earth is inviting us to His house, alhamdulillah, be sure, sisters, Allah will never allow anyone to His house except those whom they deserve to be in the house of the Lord of the heavens and earth. So, sisters, for the sake of yourself, appreciate the blessings of coming to the house of Allah, learning the knowledge of Allah, becoming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a blessing and mercy of Allah, which Allah decreed only for those whom He loves. If you want to prove to yourself that Allah loves you, okay, you will feel that Allah is your top priority. Something related to Allah, I can't postpone, I can't have anything equal to it, because this is related to the Lord, the only will and the mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So try to know your reality, try to know where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to question yourself every Friday night. Tomorrow I have a meeting in the house of Allah, to put the light in His house, to learn His knowledge, to become close to Him, to pray in the prayer room. My spirit, there is anything more important or more priority than this in life? Sister, answer this question and return to your spirit every night and answer this question, so that you will realize where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in your agenda, and you will realize why you have a lot of problems in your life, and you will realize that the only way to solve your problems is to have Allah the top priority of your life. And now let us make the dua. اللهم صل وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, and from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. See you inshallah.